to the deep end and get back what's gone round. And you've been keeping down the aisles in between the rows. Ooh, yeah, I wanna go down.
And
once again,
Movie Mayhem Podcast, your boys, Matt,
Ryan,
and it's spooky season.
Spookier season now.
Now that after we've watched this movie.
We've watched a real spooky movie.
Yeah, a real spooktacular. We do scary movies on Halloween, Spooktober, always.
In the last episode, I think I said we do like one kind of like, we do a Disney-esque horror Halloween movie, then we do a real shitty Halloween movie, and then we kind of get serious by the end of the month.
Right, we get our act together.
Yeah.
Right? So, we did the shitty one today.
Yeah.
So,
took that bullet real fast.
Yeah, you'll know it's a shitty movie because we have our boy Parks with us, who's going to interject occasionally.
Hey, yo.
And he saw the last 5 minutes, and I'm pretty sure he got everything he needed to get.
He got the whole movie.
The last five felt like 45.
Yeah.
There's only two people I trust with real cinema. It's Martin Scorsese and Andrew Parker.
True. Yeah. I don't watch many movies, but when I do, you know, I give it my 100%.
Yeah. You should check out his Letterboxd. It's also filled with 5 stars.
It's also filled with 3 movies.
I'm not even gonna.
Oh yeah, so I
drag
should.
We watch Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah. Ernest Scared Stupid is free on YouTube.
Yeah, because nobody wants this movie.
Yeah,
nobody's trying to stop anyone
from like
hey,
acquiring this.
Ernest, like, no, you can have it.
Yeah,
even
Jim Varney died to get away from it.
Well, I will say he was very, very much Ernest.
Yeah,
in this
he
movie.
Yeah.
He definitely played that role.
He did.
Yes,
he was.
That's where the positives end. So, going into it...
I would say this is, like, baby's first horror. And by baby, I mean, like, a two-month-old's first horror.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, you can't be that unfair. It's an earnest movie. You know their demographic is children. You know it's early 90s.
Right. It's a lower-budget movie.
Yeah.
For $9 million.
$9 million to make this.
Normally, I don't really care too much about budgets, but, like...
And it's $9 million '90s.
Yeah,
too.
So that's like $45 billion today.
They made this for Endgame.
You can make 2 Endgames with one Ernest.
With $9 million in the '90s, you can make two.
Most ambitious Ernest movie.
Well, they had people vanishing. They had people coming back. So.
Yeah, absolutely. They almost took out half the town.
I think they did. I think the town only had 15 people.
Yeah. And they were all at that Halloween party. Yeah. So it's the day before Halloween. Well, it starts off like kind of in a hocus pocus way.
Yeah.
Where it shows you like a flashback to like Puritan era.
Possible child murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like Puritan era, I guess Missouri.
You know Missouri.
Yeah. Where they just captured this beast. They hid it under a tree. They played it. They did a curse, I guess. And
they gave it an old religious... lockdown.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, but the creature cursed all the descendants of the man that was in charge of, you know, locking him down.
Very basic horror movie, like, haunted curse kind of boilerplate here.
Yes, yes. And every descendant of the man that took this troll down was cursed to be dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber until the gene pool led to Ernest.
Which leads me to think, who keeps on procreating with this?
With his family, after,
like,
right?
Yeah, like, I mean, what was Ernest's dad like?
Yeah, could, that's the thing. This is like...
If he's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, this is centuries of like of diluting this gene pool. So, I mean, it could be that while they're dumber... No, yeah, his dad must have still been like a barely functional human.
Right? Like,
how do they raise him?
Well, that's another thing, right? How much is nature versus nurture?
Yeah.
Right? You know? As they get dumber, they lose the ability to raise the next kid. So the kid is genetically dumber, but also not raised.
But also, he shows signs of, like, kind of genius, like, engineering skills. Because he does, like, invent weird, like...
Contraptions
and military-level, like, weaponry.
Yeah, just, like, not efficiently at all.
Yeah.
Not, like, effectively. But you got to think, like, even him doing it, like, almost effectively... It's still more impressive than the average person.
It's like you can't take two mailboxes and a milk carton and make a fucking drone out of it, but Ernest can.
What is the 90s obsession with
Patchwork shit?
Yeah, everyday people making, like, patchwork.
Because that's back when America used to create things.
Oh.
We used to have that go-get 'em attitude, that Reagan style.
This was
91, so this was still first Bush. And, you know, it was pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
It was a lot of bootstrap pulling.
Yeah.
MacGyver culture. You know?
Yeah,
MacGyver exactly, MacGyver culture.
I feel like
paperclip and a piece of gum. What are you gonna do?
A lot of 2x4s and duct tape, and that seems.
It's just like a lot of other things that could be used for. Like, they had 5-gallon water jugs used as support beams.
Yeah,
it's like that's not gonna work, but it looks cool.
Well, that's the thing is that these contraptions always like visually capture the essence of what they're trying to replicate, but don't at all like do anything that would replicate the function.
Yeah.
Of it. You know, like, they made, like, okay, well, this thing's made of 2x4s, and there's a couple of, like, milk cartons, and then there's, like, a little, like, thing that could be, like, the landing gear for a helicopter, but nothing about that explains why this thing can fly.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? And they did that.
They did that a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, yeah, in the 90s, there were a ton of movies that we could probably find.
Yeah, like, we were talking about, like, Little Rascals.
Like, even in, like, you ever see the Witches movie, the original Witches movie?
Nope.
Okay, never mind then. Because they have, like, this whole, like, setup of, like, the kid has mice, and it's, like, a whole setup with, like, tubes and shit going to, like, toy houses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's cool, what you could do. So probably, like, a lot of gerbils got fucking adopted, and they're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
This fucking thing doesn't do anything.
Can't do that, yeah.
You can't ride a fucking Ghostbusters car.
It was like Honey, We Shrunk the Kids and stuff
Honey,
like that.
That kind of whole, like... create like the imagination of it is more than what it actually is.
Right, yeah. Right. It's a bit of contemporary surrealism.
Sure.
to
give Ernest some credit.
Yeah. Well, to give Ernest some credit, I will say that most of that $9 million budget must have gone into the troll costume.
I would say at least $3 million went into the like all 45 troll costumes that they stole from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Absolutely, but you know, and you know, it was they made them slimy, they made it visually.
The slime budget was top notch,
out of control. I'm positive that I would say that those costumes, I think, for a 90s kids movie were done very well.
Yeah,
they looked like Jim Henson level.
I'm trying to see who.
There's something to be said about practical effects that you don't see. Yeah, you don't see stuff like that. Today's day and age, it would just be CGI'd like troll that Ernest is talking to.
You'd have a bunch of kids screaming at a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Right? All right. I will let you know. I just did a quick look up. So the special effects, one of the special effects artists named Bart Mixon, who also did work on RoboCop, the original It. Avengers Infinity War, Civil War, all that. So
he had a bounce back.
So this, he really kind of...
a renaissance,
He peaked early in the 90s.
I was going to be like, he dropped off hard from RoboCop. And he's Avengers in there. I'm like, all right.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, so like, I think they did spend money on these, like, on the effects. It's just that whatever was left is went right into someone else's pocket.
Yeah, we did develop the theory during this, Andrew, halfway through this movie that... people must be laundering money through this.
Oh, yeah.
If they spent $9 million to make this movie, some of it had to line somebody's pocket.
A lot of company lunches. During the filming.
Absolutely. So, that in itself might explain the budget. But, you know, we have Ernest now in present tense to actually get into the
movie itself. Played by famous Satanist Jim Varney.
Jim Varney. Oh, really?
Yeah, Satanist.
Oh, wow.
Good for him.
Go figure. he tries to build a tree house, a clubhouse for these kids that are getting bullied. Mm. And which, honestly, very nice thing to do. Noble thing to do.
Yeah.
Nobody asked him to.
People loved building tree houses in the early 90s.
Nobody asked him to, and I don't know who nowadays would feel comfortable letting this grown man hang out with their three children.
This grown man with the mind of a child.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a bad combination.
It's a bad combination.
That's what they said about Michael. You know? So let this guy build a treehouse for their kids. And the treehouse happened to be in the tree under which the troll was initially buried.
Yes.
Right? So the woman who seems to be... hundreds of years old,
Eartha
right?
Eartha Kitt, one of the original Catwomen from the Batman TV show. Also, like, I think she's just, like, a stage performer. You could tell that, like, she was just out acting everybody.
She added the old woman that regenerated the colonial.
The one that I trust with my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrew immediately is like, this one knows what's going on.
The whole town's celebrating and she's like, it's not over yet. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I trust her.
Yeah.
She read the script.
And that But really, that's just the gravitas that Eartha Kitt adds.
Yeah.
You trust her.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Put my life in her hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she, I imagine she must have been alive in the colonial times.
I'm thinking that
she
wasn't.
She's 300 years old, right?
I don't think it's colonial times. I think it may be like the 1900s.
Fuck out of here.
Bullshit. Because it's Missouri, like.
You think Missouri didn't develop things?
I think they got like the Salem witch trial until. I mean, they seem pretty comfortable with torches and nets.
Yeah, which they should have a little bit more than that in the early 1900s.
But she, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying they weren't really super specific.
It seemed to be the same time period that the freaking
the Salem witch
hunt. Yeah,
but that was like, in the 1600s.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but Missouri wasn't founded in the 1600s.
Wow. This gets deeper.
Right.
It gets deeper.
It gets a little bit more.
Yeah. So wait, because this looked exactly like the intro to Hocus Pocus 2 when the Sanderson sisters were run out of their town.
Right.
And
I'll tell you,
we know that happened in Salem.
They just got things late. Let's see. When was Missouri? 1821. Is when they became a state.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
But he still had the powdered wig.
He just had white hair.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
It wasn't a fashion choice.
You're right, that was his hair.
He just had a wig on.
Did people really still dress like that in the 18...
Well, according to Monster Squad in 1891, they were still using like wooden battering rams.
Yeah.
So
Siege,
exactly, and they were still like, oh, horse-drawn wagons.
So I guess in the timeline of 90s children's horror movies, when did Monster Squad
came out? I think 1987. I think that maybe in the 90s, because I think that's like right on the heels of Goonies.
Yeah, well, in any case, this troll comes back to life. And then
87.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you were close.
Yeah.
This troll comes back to life.
Mm.
And then immediately starts doing some, like, wild, scary shit. Like, this motherfucker was not playing.
No, he was aggressive.
Yo, so first thing this motherfucker does, he finds their homie, right? One of the kids.
Yeah.
And then he straight up turns it into a wood statue. Just petrifies
the kid also falls into a puddle and, like, thinks he's going to die.
Well, that's what was cool was that, yeah. It was the classic, like, you think you're drowning in, like, 3 foot water. But what I really liked, the old scare of, oh, thank God you saved me. I really thought it was a goner. And then he turns and it's the troll.
Right.
Like, if I was 5 years old.
You never seen that before.
No.
Yeah.
That was a big scare. That was some impressive, like, that. It seems like it's something that would never scare an adult. But they definitely made it. They know
I think they held their hand well long enough for you to forget that there's a troll.
Yeah.
So that like when they did like, especially if you're a younger viewer, you'd be like, oh, the troll is chasing him, but oh, thank God Ernest is here. And then it's like, oh no, I forgot. Big ol' scary
slimy
troll.
And the troll seemed to use Ernest's voice there, too.
He used the girl's voice, too,
a lot.
Yeah,
he can use other people's voices.
Like, after he got exposed, he still used it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of like dancing on the sidelines.
It's mocking
him. Yeah.
It's mocking him. Yeah, I think I just that shot though seems like, you know, they knew it wouldn't scare an adult, but they were trying to scare kids with
that. Yeah, they were trying, yeah.
You know, they were actually, I think that's the real like thing with this movie is that they were not trying to scare us, they were trying to scare our children.
Yeah. We were never the target audience of this.
Right.
Like it was never going to be like, oh, we're going to get adults. It's going to be like a Halloween Friday the 13th type movie. It's going to be, well, here's a market that we know will make some money.
Yes.
And let's just have a little fun scaring them. I don't think this... it surprised me that this went to the movie theaters. I would have thought this would have been, like, right to Blockbuster. Like, right as Blockbuster was taken off, this would have been, like, lining the shelves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. It made money, though. It was 14...
$14 million. It's just a little bit above production, but I don't think it's, like,
Were people really going out to
I think
the
people saw
to see Ernest, huh?
People were seeing Ernest, the first one.
Which one was the first one?
I think it's Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest started as a Christmas movie?
Well, Ernest is like, it was like an SNL bit that just got popular. I think it was a commercial, like he was trying to sell something. And then, yeah, it's like Ernest, like then he just like, oh, it's a kids thing. So it's like Ernest Goes to Camp. That was out in 1987. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, just trying to
find out who made
So the Ernest Film Festival, that must have been great. So yeah, Ernest Goes to Camp, then Ernest Saves Christmas, then Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain, Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Scared Stupid, Ernest Rides Again, Ernest Goes to School, Slam Dunk Ernest, then Ernest Goes to Africa ended the saga.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, I think they, yeah.
Was Ernest one of the first, like, memes?
Could have been.
Because you think about it, and it's like, it was really, like, a cultural moment. You know what I mean? But it was like, people were into Ernest.
Right. Yeah.
And it was like...
They were earnest about Ernest.
Yeah. Like, I would say, were they earnest about being into Ernest?
I don't think... This is like... We always joke about, like, things like that I kind of grew up... Like, this is right in the wheelhouse, because my grandmother would rent Ernest tapes for us when she would babysit. So...
Did you like him as a kid?
I... Honestly, no.
Oh, even as a kid,
even as a kid, it's like, oh yeah, okay, I saw this.
Mm.
It's like, I don't want to watch this shit.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, just rent Voltron or Ghostbusters, like, please, just, like, something we want to watch.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird like that. By weird, I just mean, like, you know, it's not good.
Right.
Sorry. But it's all good. So, moving forward.
Going forward.
Ernest, we see their special effects are pretty good.
Yep.
We see that they're actually trying to scare kids. Because they also do the fucking little girl in the bed.
Right. They do a nice little hold off scary thing. The monster's under the bed, but it's actually...
The classic, like, she thinks there's a monster under her bed. Mm-hmm. She looks under and there's not. But there's just her teddy bear. So she grabs her teddy bear and gets into bed. And as she rolls over, the monster's right there.
Classic.
And
the old bait and switch.
Yeah. And I feel like, one, I feel like it's a little ahead of its time for 91. And two... you wouldn't expect that in a movie for children.
Right.
Unless it was actually trying to scare children.
Yeah, it kind of would change up that whole mentality of like, oh, now it's not just monsters under my bed. They're just like sneaking in when I ain't looking.
And I wonder, like, because that's not par of the course for Ernest. Most of Ernest's movies, I think, were actually just comedies, right?
No, they're all comedy. This is supposed to be funny.
It's supposed to be funny, but if I'm a 5-year-old and I'm watching a boy being turned into a statue...
Yeah, I think also it's like when he starts breaking down to his multiple personalities, like that's supposed to be funny too. It's like, oh, he's dressing like a lady, he's dressing like a pilot, he's dressing up like Julius Caesar, he's dressing up like a really, really rough interpretation of the Hun.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I think mental illness was definitely comedic gold back then. I mean, even the title, right? Ernest Scared Stupid.
Right, yeah.
Feel like that wouldn't play.
Would that be a double negative though? Because he's already stupid. Would stupid for him be smart?
Maybe that's the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to watch Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain.
Yeah, as a Disney adult.
I need to watch that. Yeah. I did not know that existed. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be like a corporate kind of like crossover thing.
Well, it'd have to be, right?
I mean, it was Touchstone Pictures, which was owned by Disney.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, Ernest Goes to Splash. Let's see if that's.
I'm gonna see if it's on YouTube. But and then we're gonna start watching it with no audio while we record this.
It has closed captions, so don't worry about that.
Also, how much of a dick is the main kid, Kenny?
He's the worst.
His boy gets turned into a statue, right? He looks for him for about 5 minutes, and then he starts macking on the girl.
I don't blame him.
I mean,
she looked directly right into his eyes, and then right into the camera, and then right.
Yeah.
She always had the best line delivery.
I do blame him. But
but what's he going to do, man? Like, up there? Oh, it's 29.
Yeah, it's 22. I don't think it was like a full movie.
It was an actual commercial. Splash Mountain.
Well, so this motherfucker didn't age, did he?
No, I'm telling you. Satan kept him good.
Yeah. That's why they kept having to switch the kids every movie. Yeah, because he would eat them.
Yeah, he would suck their souls out. He turned them into wood so that they could...
Ernest walked so Tom Brady could run.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise.
He died and then became Tom
Cruise. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's reincarnated.
When did he die?
2017 or some shit. No, I think 2007 or something.
Oh, okay.
He died. Slinky Dog. So, like, That's who it is.
Fuck, he is Slinky Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. 2000, I'm sorry. At 50, holy shit.
He looks like he was 50 in all these movies.
89 in this movie. So he was like 30 when he did fucking...
Yikes.
He was like 40 or some shit like that. Like that's a rough...
Yeah.
Early. I mean, like Rob Lowe is that age now.
Well, Rob Lowe is the microchip.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's the one who's going to live to 250 years old.
Yes. He is that child. He is that baby. So, I mean, what would you say about this movie,
Brian? What would I say about it? I think for when it was and for what it was, as something that was definitely, like, to fill the hole of a video store rental shelf, it did its job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you always, like, kind of, like, if, I don't know if you guys remember that far back, like, Blockbuster and stuff like that, where you could just kind of walk through and it's like, you just see, like, oh, I kind of know this guy. And like, ah, fuck it. Like my grandmother did. It was like, oh, Ernest. I know Ernest. I'll grab that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it like nowadays, I don't think it would work too well. Because it also is like not super Halloween-y. Like as in like.
Yeah.
Like the Hocus Pocus 1 and 2. Like that's all fucking drenched in Halloween.
Right.
Like everywhere you turn.
The imagery.
Yeah. This had a fucking like. Cardboard cut out of a fucking pumpkin on a
telephone pole.
But it was like, okay, you guys remember there's a, it's like 9:30 at night, there's a costume party at the school that's just about to start.
The timing is weird because supposedly this movie takes place over the course, like the first night is the night before Halloween and then the second night is Halloween, right? So the movie ends on Halloween. However, it's about nighttime like two or three other times in this movie. There's like two or three other day cycles that they just...
Yeah. They did a thing where I pointed it out early on. It's like, they would do a thing, go to someone's house, and then do... And explain that they did a thing, and then go do another thing, and go to someone's house.
Yeah.
It's like, just do one of those things.
Yeah.
You don't need to do every one of those.
Right. It's like, you just do a thing.
You don't need to rendezvous every time at the homie's house. Yeah. Nah, so, maybe it's... So, that kind of gets into a question that I wanted to ask about this movie, right? Because... We all know that it's a movie for kids, it's not for us, yada yada, right?
Right.
But there are movies that are bad that are still paced pretty well. But this movie felt like 3 hours.
Yeah, no, there's a fine line that, like, it's so bad, it's good, movies that have to run. Where if it's bad, it can't be boring, and it can't be slow.
So, yeah, so why do you, what do you think makes the pacing of this movie so bad?
Doing the same thing over and over again. Like you're like doing, like honestly, like going back to a house, explaining what you just did, and then like not progressing the plot at all. Like you could do a thing, go to a house, then progress the plot. It's like, okay, so you basically could assume that the character told another character what happened, not like hear him like, ah, I fought a troll, and then you see him fight the troll. It's like, I go to Eartha Kitt's house, I fought the troll, and then like, okay, well, we have to do this. It's like, I fought the troll, okay, we have to do this, and just constantly just keep moving. This would stop. Ernest would do his shtick, and then fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just cut the fat out. I mean, the movie would have been like 15 minutes long then.
It honestly could have been.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say though, one thing that was cool about I guess if I'm thinking like as a horror movie,
right?
For you know, forget that it's for kids. But you have this creature, right? It's awakened by an idiot, right?
Yeah.
And then he starts just inextricably murdering children, right?
Yeah.
And that's pretty fucking spooky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is trying to tell the town, the town's not believing him. These are all hitting bits, right?
Yeah.
The monster is very successful, right? The monster, he runs the monster over and they show that shot.
Yeah, they show it like 3 times.
Yeah. And the monster gets a sword and starts stabbing through him. It's a car chase. There's a fist fight. There's a lot going on. And this monster is not dying, right? To the point where he actually succeeds in his mission and resurrects more of his monsters.
Right.
There's so many horror movies that stop
before right on that can... They finish the countdown on one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But Ernest, scared stupid, has the balls to give the monster the W. And really fill all these children with that dread.
Through failure, you find success.
A little bit, honestly.
Persistence. Ernest is about persistence.
Bro, if I'm 5, I'm thinking, holy fuck,
that's a lot of trolls. I don't know how the people at Briarsville are going to get out of this. You know? Like, I hope those kids get there with the milk on time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hope they get there before the milk goes bad.
Because you got to think, right? Even if the kid shows up with milk, you know, they have their kryptonite, but trolls can still turn your mother, your bitch ass to wood.
That's true. You know? Always got that in the back pocket.
Yeah.
And your dad's fucking gun ain't doing work.
If you run out of ammo, you're done.
That's true.
So, it was pretty, I feel like the level of dread and actual horror was pretty high, considering who
they were. Real stakes in Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
They really should have set up in the beginning why there should have been like a milk shortage in the town.
Yeah.
The cows have gone scared. Yeah. They ain't producing milk like they used to. But also, except old Bessie over here.
They planted those seeds, though, the milk seeds, of like this motherfucker being scared of milk.
Right.
They
should. Oh, no, yeah. They check off milked that fucking movie.
What? They check off milked it.
Check off milked it.
Yeah. You find out. So the old lady, Eartha Kitt, shows Ernest a book, right? That is like, oh, these pages are stuck together. No?
No, I mean, I don't know what they're doing on that book.
Oh, right? Oh, I was like, really? I can't do Jim Varney?
No, you did fine. It's fine. Okay. You did a fine Jim Varney. I didn't want to let that joke go away without saying it.
I appreciate that. It's the goo.
It's the goo. It's all that goo.
So he finds two pages were stuck together, and of course they were the How to Kill a Troll pages.
Naturally.
And it was only a troll can be killed by M blank. For some reason, this thing was
It looked like it said MLK though.
Yeah.
So they had to summon Martin Luther King.
I think Jim Varney was like, I could do Martin Luther King, and they're like,
you want my personalities. They were like, that's too far.
Yeah.
Like, that's for the 90s.
Let's screen test it first, Jim, and then see how we'll play it for Eartha and see if she likes it.
To follow up, I've been keeping an eye on Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain. Mm-hmm. They've been showing some heavy Song of the South.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which, it's been something.
Well, this is before they canceled the Song of the South, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yeah, we're just not going to make it off VHS of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But, yeah, no, I'm trying to figure out the plot with no audio. Like, they've shown, like, a Splash Mountain, like, newscast, and then it keeps cutting to Ernest, like, he's plotting, going on it.
But why does he need to plot that?
I don't know.
You can just,
like... was this, like, an advertisement just for the ride?
I
like,
think
just,
to, yeah.
Yeah.
Has to have.
They probably opened, like, Splash Mountain opened, and this was like, all right.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the, like, on the line to the Jurassic Park ride.
Where there's like the fake, like, yeah.
It's, maybe that's what this is. Maybe there was a time where
this while you're waiting just in the queue.
Just imagine being stuck in a queue for 2 hours with this on loop.
With Ernest.
With Ernest on a tire swing.
Good God.
Yeah.
Disney used to be more than a thing. It used to be just absolute torture before the Genie Pass came around.
Oh, man. But yeah. So, if I'm a kid, I'm thinking, you know, this is actually pretty heavy shit.
Yeah,
They killed the dog. They never killed the dog.
They did kill a dog. Well, they froze a dog. They didn't kill
He did
a
come
dog.
Back.
The dog could have been dead in any moment.
Also, when they froze Kenny, that stupid son of a bitch, he stomped that motherfucker out.
That's true.
I thought he broke Kenny's statue.
That would have been fucking great, though.
Even if you bring him back, he's split in half.
Fucking like,
which again would have been groping. Fucking gnarly if they did that. Yeah. That would have been sick.
But you know, you only have $9 million. What are you gonna
to
do?
Work with? Yeah.
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 I usually I try to like sprinkle in some like real life stuff with each like the like spooky season we've done. I'm trying hard to think of something that like how could I correlate like with Hocus Pocus. We talked a little bit about like how bad candy is for you.
Well, thank you for letting me.
No,
say
yeah,
that.
I know. Yeah. I know you need to get the Dr. Matt moment in, which is fine. But milk, what does milk do? Milk good for
you? Well, you know what? For toddlers, actually, if you're giving your toddlers milk, guys, which I know is very common because it helps them grow.
A lot of people with toddlers do listen to this podcast.
You got it. I mean, the toddlers do.
The toddlers at least listen.
You got to remember, guys, don't let them fall asleep with the milk. Like
holding the milk?
Like the bottle
like
in their mouth.
Oh, okay, because they get drowned.
No. Oh. It's because, well, that might be a concern as well, but it's more that the milk stays on their teeth overnight. Milk breaks down into sugar, and they'll get cavities on their front teeth.
Oh, shit.
So if they want milk before bed, you give them their milk, but then you brush their teeth, and you don't give them any more milk after that.
Huh.
Right.
I don't ever remember getting milk before bed. I just got water.
Same. Yeah. Like, you always saw, like, that thing where people drink, like, a warm glass of milk or right. some shit before. It's like what? Who's doing that?
Yeah. So who's out there fucking heating up milk?
It went the way of the, like, the nightcap.
And then, yeah. And
the
candle stick.
The warm glass of milk.
Just a big old nightshirt? Just one?
Well, maybe that's what it was. Back in those days, they were combating trolls. Ah. So they were having their warm glass of milk before bed.
They were just burning off the bacteria.
Away. Yeah, and the honk-shoe
yeah.
snores.
Yeah.
Kept the trolls away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yes, yeah, so we see too many two-year-olds with cavities on their front teeth. At 2 years old.
So they get them sweet gold rims? Like that, I mean, grills?
No, you usually take those bitches out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is, you know, you don't really want to do it to a two-year-old.
No.
So don't let your kids sleep with milk at night.
Okay.
Just throw them on trolls.
Let's see. What can I think of here? Do you ever go to a lame Halloween party at school?
You know what? I've been to a lot that actually resemble that one pretty closely. It's in the fucking auditorium, which for my school was just the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, yeah. Which was all this was. It was just a basketball court, right?
Right, with a stage.
Exactly. Yeah. That was everybody's, that had to have been everybody's, like, situation, right?
I think so, yeah. Unless you went to a real, like, fucking fancy school.
Maybe, yeah.
I think my public school in Brooklyn had an actual auditorium.
No, yeah.
Oh, ew, this guy.
Okay, he went to Brooklyn.
My middle school and my high school did. But my elementary school...
Yeah, my high school had a... my high school was in Valley Stream, so it was... There was a gym on one side and an auditorium on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, I think we had that terrible auditorium where it was, like, those straight-up wooden seats.
Oof. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't nothing fancy, but...
It was the Ford for the IMAX.
Yeah.
There was a time before I met you guys, I was a bit of a rapscallion.
Ooh.
Right?
Rapscallion, Matt.
So my last
day of middle school. He would get A-minuses on tests.
Yeah. My last day of middle school, right? We had to sit in the auditorium, wait to get our diplomas. And it's just my class there and a couple other classes. So me and the boys, we start playing auditorium chair tag. It's when it's when you run along the tops of the auditorium
chairs. Oh, my God.
Like balancing.
Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yes. Yes, trying to catch each other. I don't know... How in my head, I don't even know how I had the agility to do this back when I was 13, but I'm doing it, and we're running, and one of the chairs snaps under me, right, and I break it, and this auditorium is, like, old, right? This is, like, a fucking, a public monument, right? So I fall, and the chair, I'm looking to see it's broken, and what do I think to do? I run.
Right,
smart. Because I hear the teachers coming.
On the ground or on the top of the chairs?
So I give up on that venture. I run and I leave my class and I leave the auditorium. I'm thinking, like, you know what? This would be a nice time. It's the last day of school. You know, to go around the school, say hi to my favorite teachers, you know, stay out of the eye of the law, you know?
Right.
And I'm going around. I'm saying what's up to people, giving my goodbyes. Then I go to my favorite math teacher's class, Mr. Nemo. I feel like his name was actually Mr. Nemeth, but we called him Mr. Nemo.
Oh.
And
probably shot himself right in.
Yeah.
Wait, was Dolph Ziggler your math teacher? Imagine.
So I walk in, I'm like, Nemo, and he's like,
it's
people,
not my name.
Yeah, and he's fucking like, kids. He teaches sixth grade, so like, here I am, like, interrupting
one
his class.
One of these days.
Yeah.
One of these days.
And like, he just reaches into his, yeah.
Not today.
He goes, like, you can't be here. And I'm like, Nemo, what's good? He's like, no, they're looking for you. Like,
the heat is on?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they have your, they're holding your class. You know, they're like, not, like,
oh,
like
shit.
The deans, yeah. So I'm like, fuck. And they're like, yeah, they've been looking for you. They're not going to let your class graduate. They're going to hold their diplomas until you get back, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, fuck. So now I either, like, you know, get out of there and, you know, that's the end of middle school for me, or I go back and I face the music so that the rest of my class can get out of there with their diplomas, right? So, you know, I hope it worked out for them. Never seen him. No, he went back. So I go
changed
back.
Changed my name.
Yep. I go back and, you know, the dean is in there with my homeroom teacher, Mr. Calasuano. And the dean is just like, there he is. All right, everyone can go. Here are your things. Matthew, you don't get yours.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's
fair. See you after class.
Yeah. It's like, that's fair.
Because once you grab that paper, you're like, fuck off.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I faded.
You don't owe me anymore.
No, exactly.
Right.
So they didn't give it to me. My home teacher is just like, I fucking hate you. And he was a chill guy, but okay. he wasn't. Once the day was done,
right?
He's just like, fuck you, dude. Like,
like most teachers.
Yeah, like, how could you fucking do that on your last day of school? Wow, they're sending Ernest to Slash Mountain. He has like his legs that. Up. No safety bar.
He's going to find out real quick. Yeah. He's fucking around. He's about to find out.
Sheesh. So later in the summer, I went in and I got it.
Right.
So it wasn't the biggest deal. But yeah, that was my auditorium story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can't say I have an auditorium story.
I can't either.
What?
No, it's like, we never really went into the auditorium, like, as any part of class. Even when we graduated, we just went outside.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different on Long Island, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah. So
Ernest.
So that's Ernest.
Yeah,
honestly, like, Ernest kind of sucked. We can grade it.
Well, the fact that you're struggling to find one.
Yeah, it's only been like 35 minutes. I'm like, I think we're done.
Yeah, the pacing of this podcast is mirroring the pacing
exactly. Of the movie. That's the thing. That's the tough part about like reviewing this kind of movie where it's like, it's bad, but there's nothing to talk about like extra bad. Like, there's nothing incompetently made about this movie. Like, a lot of the shots were like, yeah, like that's what you would do. Like,
right.
Yeah, like this is like, oh, it's a, like, a lot of it comes from, like, it's just being old. We're not in the right demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, fucking Ernest. What are you going to do? Like, right. What do you fucking want? It's like, Scorsese didn't fucking direct this. Like Guillermo del Toro started making fucking Ernest movies. Like, all right, hey.
I'd probably watch it.
It'd probably fucking be really good.
Yeah.
But, like, this was made by Mike Cherry.
Yeah.
Even that name sounds fake. Like a fucking laundry, like a money laundering.
Money scheme. Laundering, yeah. This movie's absolutely a money laundering vehicle.
And you know what? Because he got away with it, good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think if he was still alive today, they'd try to do like some Ernest reboot?
I think they do like a gritty Ernest reboot.
Yeah. A gritty
Ernest reboot, yeah. Or Ernest and Gritty from Philadelphia team up. And they have sex or some shit.
Oh.
That's the movie.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
Ernest does hockey.
It'll be one of those things where, like, Ernest has grown with the demographic.
Right.
Well, like Toy Story. So it's like, now there's just adults going to see Ernest.
It's
so they can get a lot more sexual with it.
Ernest contemplating mortality.
Yeah.
It's the plot of the Joker, but the Joker is Ernest.
It's what?
It's the plot of the Joker, but the Joker is Ernest.
Ooh.
And he's just dancing down the streets.
Yep.
And as the real Bronx is like, Ernest, you fucking get out of here, man. Yeah. I don't fucking like you.
Know how I got these scars.
My fucking dog bit my face. Yeah. Fucking goes after those two fucking grifters like, you took my money. I'm going to get it back.
He goes on Robert De Niro's talk show. He's like, you get what you... You reap what you sow, and like shoots him in the head. You know?
Ernest is hitting the big drop.
What?
Wait, how did he end up like that?
Is this?
That's not how the ride goes. You know, your head doesn't spin.
Is this supposed to sell Splash Mountain?
Yeah, right.
This I actually... guess like in the day, that was how they built it as like a thrill ride.
Oh.
You're being like, yeah, it's gonna blow your balls off.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. Go figure.
Well, all right.
Anyway, well, listen. Let's grade this.
Let's grade it
so we can stop talking about it.
Yeah. So I can name this file "Ernest Scared Podcast" or something.
Yeah. Right.
Stupod.
Stupod.
Oh, there it is.
That's a good one.
Ernest Mayhem.
Yeah. All right, fam. Well, let's see. I would give this movie like a 3.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with that. A 3 is. Generous enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a 3 to acknowledge that, you know, for kids, this probably was pretty scary.
Yeah.
That the special effects were on point, you know, and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I'm morally defeated by this movie.
I'm sorry.
This is a movie from my generation.
You chose it.
I did.
I would never in a million years would I have selected an Ernest movie to be the movie that we review.
I feel like I have let down this podcast establishment.
I had spaghetti and meatballs just so I would be carved up enough to tolerate this movie.
I didn't eat.
You didn't carb up.
I didn't carb up.
Yeah.
I thought I could do it.
You buckaroo bonsaied yourself.
Yeah, buckaroo bonsaied. Yeah. Whoa. Hey.
And that you, lack of carbs left you unable to take any enjoyment out of it.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Not there. Comprehend. I feel like I comprehended buckaroo bonsaied just fine.
You got what they were trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I just couldn't derive any enjoyment out of it, Brian.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But, you know what, Brian? I think that's the shoot.
Bang, bang.
You know? Thanks so much for listening, guys.
We're not. Who cares? Honestly, it's Ernest. What is the market?
No, I hope this is like your biggest episode. I hope so. Numbers-wise.
Yeah.
Like, this one pops off. It's just Ernest.
This is the one that fucking hits Spotify and they're like, this is the new shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Watch out, Joe Rogan.
If anybody.
We're going to give $100 million to these fucking guys.
Yeah, just don't have to work anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Only condition is you have to do an Ernest movie every quarter.
Oof. I don't know.
Well, we could easily do Ernest went to Splash Mountain.
Ernest Splash Mountain.
That's in the books.
Shoot, we're good for another 3 months.
That's a whole new year, baby.
Right? Well, yeah. But until then, honestly, really, though, thank you if you decided to listen through this. I don't know why you did.
Yeah.
Right? But I should thank you nonetheless. And
we'll do a real horror movie next time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, you sick fuck who decided to stick around. You can find us on Twitter at Movie Mayhem Pod.
On Instagram at Movie Mayhem Podcast.
Movie Mayhem Podcast at gmail.com.
And on Letterboxd, you can find us at Movie Mayhem Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it said Ernest was coming to Fortnite. I was
like, yo, that would be. Yo.
He's coming to Ernest.
He's got the milk
bag. Oh, they really got everybody.
Yeah.
He's scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Once you get the Ernest fucking franchise.
Ernest goes to Fortnite.
Before Marvel, there was Ernest.
Yeah. But actually, Freddy Krueger on Fortnite is pretty wild.
Yeah, that is actually.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're putting Elm Street in there.
Yeah, a pedophile in there. That's pretty cool.
Fuck, you're right.
Everyone seems to forget that.
You always seem to ruin things,
bro. Yeah, well.
I know Spider-Gwen's in Fortnite.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone is.
Anyway, all right.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
And bye.
And we'll try to find a real one, I guess, next time.
We'll find a real one.
We'll find a real one.
It's easy. There's so many.
Like,
we could do John Schneider. John Sch-